And that was one of the crazier games I've ever experienced. I mean, we were in the building for game five, sure enough, ALDS in 15, the bat flip. And that was, it was moody, it was dark, you know, it took on different ebbs and flows and feelings and emotions throughout the evening. Now, that ended in a winning result. Last night, it ended in a losing result for Toronto, but kind of had a similar type of roller coaster vibe last night down at Scotiabank. And a man that was in the building, he will be in the building at Oracle on Thursday night. Here's our main man, Jack Armstrong. How you doing, Jack?
Guys, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. There's a lot to get into from last night. We'll get your take on the Durant injury and the fan reaction momentarily. But for me, as for the game itself, it seems to me that the focus has been on Nick Nurse and his decision to take that timeout with 3:05 on the clock when the Raptors finally went on a run. They were up six. Kawhi Leonard was taking over the game. The building was exploding. I can't understand it. I still don't understand it. Give me your take and your thoughts on why they would call a timeout with 3:05 on the clock, considering what was going on in the game.
Yeah, no. When it happened, I was saying to myself, there must be something going on in terms of a guy being fatigued or whatever the case may be. You know, where okay, I want to regroup here. I want to just have. I call them sureness timeouts. Where okay, you're up six. This is now. We're here for the final kick. Let's make these next few possessions the best ones we've ever had. And you kind of just regroup your team and say, okay, you know, this is how we want to play these final 3 minutes. On the other hand, and I understand your question and respect it, because Steve Kerr only had a timeout left, and obviously he was unwilling, well, I wouldn't say unwilling, but didn't want to call that timeout, because then he'd have no timeouts left. If it ever came down to a final play and he wanted to advance the ball to half court, he wouldn't have a timeout. So he was kind of at the mercy of the game. And then when the Raptors called the timeout, you know, they had an opportunity to regroup, and they still had that timeout in their pocket. You know, so it was just, it was one of those things that coaches get criticized a lot when they don't call a timeout. You know, Nick Nurse was not only criticized for the timeout, he was also criticized for not calling a timeout on the last possession leading up to that. And, you know, so you could go both ways on it, and you could just – I just choose to look at the 105 games he's coached, you know, regular season, postseason. I think the guy's done a really good job. He's a damn good coach. Nobody's perfect. And I think when you reflect on that moment, did that lose the game? I don't know about that. What lost them the game was when they come out of the timeout and they had defensive breakdowns. I mean, they gave up huge home run ball threes where guys were a step slow to dance. And last night they gave up 20 threes. They got outscored by 36 points in the home run balls. And, the game last night reminded me so much of game two at home. You know, you lose by a few points, and last night you lose by one. And, you know, there were times you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. You couldn't make a shot, and they were getting good shots. And I thought the defense was a half step slow last night and kind of the same as game two. So, to me, give the Warriors credit. And I thought they did a great job playing with pace and flow and momentum and hunting down great shots, and they did that.
Well, but that's my point about the timeout is, for me, being there, it felt like to me when they went up six, the Raptors went up six, and Steph missed that three-pointer, the Warriors, they looked dejected. You know, they looked like they were realizing, uh-oh, we're in big trouble here. And I understand Nick Nurse obviously took the timeout to benefit his team, but I think it gave Golden State an opportunity to regroup and say, wait a minute, guys, we've got to get this together here. We've got to find a way to get going. And furthermore, they said, Kawhi Leonard, no more open shots. Like, double him, find a way to get the ball out of his hands. And as a result, you know, Kawhi didn't score another basket. Klay, you know, hits two threes, and Steph hits a three himself, and the rest is history. You know, I just can't wrap my head around it. And you mentioned the him not calling a timeout out of that final possession. That's another one where I'd be interested to get your take on it, considering the moment. You know, I understand where he's got full faith in his guys, and they would have practiced that a million times. over the course of the season, you know, what you do in that situation. But
that's a big moment.
It's the biggest moment in the history of the franchise. It's a one-point game with 15 seconds to go, the final possession. I would have thought that's a moment where you say, you know what, let's breathe here, come together, regroup, and figure out a plan. What did you make of that decision?
I think it's relatively consistent with how he's coached the team this year. He lets it breathe, and he lets it play out. And as long as he has the – he doesn't want you know, to the Warriors' credit, they got – Sean Livingston on the floor, and they got Cousins off the floor. So I think that he didn't want to give them time to sit down and get organized in terms of defensively. I have a lot of respect, as does Nick, for Ron Adams, who's the guy that oversees the defense for the Warriors, a longtime coach, and I think he's terrific. And I just think you feel like, let's keep it live, and you know, they're over anxious, they're health conscious, and they'll come up and make they'll gamble a bit, and you'll get a great shot. And that's kind of what's happened in game 3 and 4, where the Warriors got anxious defensively and the Raptors were able to make the extra pass and get a wide open shot or an opportunity going to the rim. And to their credit, last night they didn't. But again, I think those are things, you know, as a former coach myself, I mean, you're right. I mean, I could sit there and say, what would I have done? And it's hard because there's no right answer or wrong answer. Obviously, the only right answer is when the game ends and the result didn't work itself out. But in my opinion, based upon the first 5 games of this series and the 7 games they've played this year, he's outcoached Steve Kerr. And he outcoached Brett Brown. He outcoached Mike Budenholzer. And he outcoached Steve Clifford. So even if you're unhappy with one or both of those decisions, overwhelmingly, we talk about Kawhi, and he's been great. But I tell you what, Nick Nurse has made an impact.
Oh, he's been, I think his adjustments have been spectacular. But, you know, this is the industry we're in. You get it, Jack. I mean, they play the game, and we detail what happened during the game.
No doubt.
That's the way it goes.
And it's the beautiful thing that you just said, the word but. You know, when you're getting dumped by a girl, you're a nice guy, but, right? It's what's said after but. And I get, you know, what you're saying there. And again, it's difficult for me because I've seen the guy operate not only this year but the last 5 years as an assistant, and I have tremendous respect for what he does. And I'm the kind of guy with a guy like that, that I have such respect for how good he is. He's good. He's really good. That even if there's a miscue along the way, I think he's going to get it back and make up for it here Thursday night and or Sunday night. But the bottom line is I think he's got his team in a good place. Even if you look at the 2 losses that they've had, they've been right there. And I still feel very confident that they're going to win a title.
Jack, Brian's the only one on this panel that's been dumped by a girl. Me and Jamie used to do the dumping.
No,
Brian,
I don't know.
That's how you roll, man.
No way.
Let's get serious.
I've been handed the gate a few times.
No. let's not get carried away.
I've opened my locker and the red slip has been hanging there.
Yeah, the old Lou Brown Major League.
Yeah, exactly.
Treatment. Do you have a question, or is that just your
that's my little comment? Well, I want to ask Jack. Jack, what do you think about everybody, you know, making out the Toronto fans to be these monsters after what happened last night? I mean, to me, it seemed like there was a general, not an excitement about a guy being injured, but just about the opportunity that was at hand after him being removed from the game.
Well, there's knuckleheads in every city. We all know that. I mean, this could have happened in Detroit, Charlotte, you know, Houston, San Antonio, whatever, there's going to be a similar reaction in every one of those buildings. I was on a show earlier today in San Francisco and said that exact thing. And you know what the guys in San Francisco said? Yeah. They said, but we have higher standards for as Americans, which is very funny and very cool. They said, well, we have higher standards for Canadians than we do ourselves because they're nicer people than us. And I said, you know what? You're right. You know, so I do understand. I think people were shocked because overwhelmingly, you know, you talk to the NBA people and all the different people that come in, they're like, man, these people are tremendous. They're so nice. They're so kind. They're so welcoming. It was almost shocking to people. If it happened in Detroit, you'd be like, yeah, I'm surprised there aren't more people doing it, you know? So to me, I just think in a backhanded way, it's a significant compliment, too. But it happens in every city. And I thought the players handled it the right way. I just feel so bad for Kevin Durant. I'm a huge Kevin Durant fan. I love his game. I've always admired him. And, it's been hard this year. You know, I've called two games. I see Kevin Durant get hurt like that, and I see Victor Oladipo from Indiana. And these guys are true blue, really good pros, good players, good guys. And, you know, it hurts our league. You don't want to lose great players. And so it's unfortunate.
Well, do you feel like the responsibility is it fully on Kevin Durant? Because, you know, he's a big boy. He decided to play. Is it the Warriors? Do they have to take some of the responsibility? I don't think there's any malpractice at play. You know, I don't think there's some Dr. Nick shady doctor in the background clearing him here. But that seems to be a big part of the debate today, Jack. Like, who's to blame for Kevin Durant blowing out his Achilles last night?
I'll tell you what, though. And I thought about this when Victor Oladipo got hurt against Toronto, and I thought about this last night. The guy number two in the Raptor jersey, who had a divorce with San Antonio, and a part of that divorce had to do with the fact that there was a lot of whispers and direct or just underhanded pressure being put on him to play, or, hey, you can play through this, or you're not really hurt, or, you know, we know your pain tolerance better than you do, kind of thing. And, you know, he stood his ground and said, no, I'm not right. And then he comes here, and last night, I think it was his 83rd game, you know, when you add postseason or regular season, and it's worked out beautifully. And, you know, to me, I think that, you guys played in the NHL, you know what it's about, and it's a different, obviously it's a different culture, but it's changed even in the NHL now. Yes. You know, the reality is, it's a short career span, and you got to stand up for yourself too. And I think the great organizations always put the player first, because it's a long road. It's not only the player you currently have, it's the word around the league through the agent community and the player community about how you treat players and how you do things. I don't know what went down with Golden State. I just do know that when I look at Kawhi Leonard and the experience he's had in Toronto, I think, again, it's another selling point that the Raptors are going to have for him that's a positive one.
All right, Jack, safe travels at West, and should be a fun one on Thursday night. We'll catch you Thursday night on SportsCenter and, of course, on TSN.
Guys, thanks so much. By the way, speaking of bizarre, how about this? The Raptors have won all three games this year in Oracle Arena, and in the NBA Finals, four out of five games have been won by the road team. You don't see that a whole lot.
No kidding. I feel good about them. I feel good about them Thursday night.
I have no clue what's going to happen, but I'm like, man, you've won three there already. Let's get four. Why not?
Absolutely. Party at the Oracle. Enjoy it out there, Jack. Thank you.
Believe me, I'll party in San Francisco, not Oakland.
No, I'm with you on that. Get back over the bridge ASAP. Here's Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst.